Warner Brothers studio buildings are reflected in the gold of the Warner Brothers Pictures logo. The logo is a shield with gold trim and a large golden WB in the centre. The words Warner Brothers Pictures wrap around the shield, which rotates to face front, against fluffy white clouds in a blue sky. A Time Warner company. Lights gleam off the Silver Pictures logo, based around silver squares superimposed upon each other. This logo also rotates with the word Silver Pictures centered below it. A crowd of people mill around at an open-air church fair. A sign reads, Spin Art. Another sign, Pie Eating Contest. Four children stick their faces into bowls. A clown entertains other children, a child magician, Harry, dressed in top hat and cloak.
And now, for my shocking finale. Not for the squeamish.
Not for the faint of heart.
Harmony's smiling head protrudes from a box.
Follow my trick. The jaws of death.
Another child starts up a chainsaw.
Now, say it.
Harold, use your awesome save me from this hopeless plight.
No harm will come to you. Alakazam!
The child with the chainsaw lowers it onto the box, slicing through the wood. Harry looks round in alarm. Adults turn round concerned. The child with the chainsaw struggles to free it from the box. Harry unpadlocks the box. A man rushes forward and opens the lid. Fake legs extend from the end of the box. Harmony is unharmed.
I'm going to be an actress.
The man raises his hand to clout her. Warner Brothers Pictures presents a Silver Pictures production. An animation of a man climbing over a fence and sprinting for cover in a large hangar. Robert Downey Jr., Val Kilmer, Kiss Kiss, Bang Bang. An animation of a smoking gun. The smoke spirals upwards by the side of names. Michelle Monaghan, Corbin Burnson, Dash Mihok, Larry Miller, Rockman Dunbar, Shannon Sossaman, Angela Lindvall. The spirals of smoke grow into vines with leaves edging upwards. Casting by Mary Gale Arts and Barbara Cohen. Based in part upon the novel Bodies Are Where You Find Them by Brett Halliday. Costumes designed by Christopher J. Christoph. At a party, the animated figure of a woman is pushed off a balcony. She falls against the backdrop of a full moon. Music supervisor, Randall Poster. Music by John Ottman. A network of freeway flyovers, telegraph poles and cables. A bus zooms past. On pages of text, a blood stain. Red lipstick marks appear by the stain. Men in white, spattered in blood, hold guns. A row of books tilts to one side. Produced by Joel Silver. Screen story and screenplay by Shane Black. Directed by Shane Black. Day 1. Trouble is my business. A 30-year-old Harry stands precariously over a swimming pool, his arms outstretched.
It's hard to believe it was just last Christmas that me and Harmony changed the world. We didn't mean to, and it didn't last long. You know, a thing like that can't. Now that I'm in L.A., I go to parties, you know, the kind where if a girl is named Jill, she spells it J-Y-L-L-E, that bullshit. That's me there. My name's Harry Lockhart. I'll be your narrator. Welcome to L.A. Welcome to the party.
Harry dips his toe into the steaming water. A bikini-clad woman swims underwater past a Santa hat. Harry walks casually, hands in pockets, towards a balding guy who smokes a cigarette while talking to another man.
The guy smoking, that's Dabney Shaw, my producer. He discovered me. The man with him is Perry Van Schaik, a.k.a. Gay Perry. Honest to God, private eye, consultant, film, TV. Just incorporated. He's big time. Also, he's gay.
Don't start, Perry. Seen you play ball, I know you're tough. It's just that you see a naked guy and your brain says, I want them. See, I don't make that leap. It's like, oh, look, there's an elephant. Quick, let's drain its blood to paint my boathouse. It's just that that's not the first thing you think of.
Harry lights up.
By now you may wonder how I wound up here. Or maybe not. Maybe you wonder how Silly Putty picks shit up from comic books. Point is, I don't see another goddamn narrator, so pipe down. How'd I get here? See for yourself.
How Harry got to the party. L.A. at night, Margot's closed toy shop. Inside, Harry, holding a torch, is on the phone.
Chloe, just run the name by me one more time, because I must be missing something. I'm going nuts here. I've been through the store three times.
Cyber agent. C-Y-E-E.
Why don't you ask, like, an employee or something?
No, no, they're all busy. Ah, Protocop, protector of man. Is that it? Protocop, he protects men.
Uncle Harry, look around. Is there a sign? That show was canceled 2 years ago. Just ask. Wait, are they even open?
Yeah, it's holiday hours. Look, get away from the window. I gotta go, but I'll find this. I'll find it.
Vibration from a passing truck trips a wire on the alarm.
Break.
Shit, Harry, that shit went wrong.
Give me the gun. Give me the gun.
No, give me the bullets.
Freeze!
The shop owner with a gun.
You gotta be fucking kidding.
We're gonna stand right here and wait for the police.
Ma'am, drop the gun. No. We didn't do anything. We are not dangerous. Drop the gun.
Hey, lady, gun is not loaded.
Regina!
Harry's accomplice falls wounded. Harry makes a run for it in a hail of bullets. A police car rounds the corner.
Oh, boy.
He makes off, running down a broad alleyway with the police car in pursuit. As he nears a queue of people, he slows to a walk and then jogs up a staircase. Then he bursts through a door, clutching his arm, into a room where a hatchet-faced woman greets him.
Jesus. Oh, no, we're not ready for you yet, sir. Will you please go back out, wait with the others?
Grace, do me a favor, let's just take him. He's ready. You're ready, right?
You ready? Okay, come on.
He shrugs his jacket off.
Got any questions?
He's got no questions. Look at him. Let's go. Come on.
Let's read.
From a script, Dabney Shaw's with Grace. Outside, the police car pulls up.
Where's Raphael?
Where's he?
Harry looks round, then down at the script. He reads Marco's lines.
Beat up on me all night. You want me to give up my partner? You can go spit.
Outside, a cop jogs up the stairs.
Quit acting like the good guy, jerk-off. You got your partner killed. He was in over his head. You knew it. You may as well have pulled the trigger. You killed him.
Harry's face registers shock as he reads Marco's lines.
I didn't kill him. He wanted in.
He blinks back tears. Dabney and Grace recoil as Harry stops reading the script and leaps up out of his chair.
I didn't want him to come in, and he insisted. I said, you gotta stay at home, but he doesn't listen to me. He's such a stupid son of a bitch. I killed him, didn't I?
He crumples into Grace's lap. Grace throws a backwards look at Dabney. The cop bursts in.
Sorry. Hey, good luck.
Dabney to Grace.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Old school method.
The studio.
Brando, put this in the pouch to LA and get me Gabe Perry on the phone, huh?
Now, get this. They're screen testing me. Is that wild? 1 minute, I'm boosting Xboxes in the East Village. The next, I'm sipping champagne in L.A.
Hi.
Hey.
So what do you do for a living?
I'm retired. I invented dice when I was a kid.
Oh.
How about you?
I do a little acting.
A horror movie. The blonde's head is knocked off by a werewolf.
I want to see who else is here.
Anyway, that's how I got to the party. Now, Harmony. Different story. Some people will tell you she got here on account of the owner of the giant robot. I'll show you that in a minute. But for me, robot schmobot, she was destined to be here. Jeez, look at those stems, will you? Not that that's what constitutes why she should be here.
Yes, racist, I'm serious. Look, the other reindeer, they laugh at him and they scorn him, and then out of the blue, they need him. He's as good as a fog light or whatever. You know what, so you tell me, how is it any different? Then don't talk to Reggie, he's black. Oh, wait, he can play basketball. Sign him up. Rudolph, Reggie.
Harmony Faith Lane was your typical L.A. girl, which means she wasn't from there. She grew up in a quaint little burg in southern Indiana. When in doubt, cut up a pig. That was the town motto. Like most soon-to-be fucked-up girls, Harmony was wicked smart. Of course, credit where credit's due. She had a terrific mentor. No, not her.
Her mother. Thriller hero Johnny Gossamer.
What the hell, Johnny Gossamer? He poured herself into a seamless dress. From the looks of it, she spilled some.
Johnny spoke from the pages of cheap paperbacks and told of a promised land known as the Coast and a magical city called Los Angeles. As the years progressed, she wished he was real, wished that he would come to Indiana to save her little sister, Jenna.
You see, Papa was at her night after night.
But Johnny never showed. And then the guy writing the books died. Age 16, she split. Took the bus to L.A., the promised land. She'd get rich and famous, and then help Lil Sis. Before he died, the guy who wrote the book said Johnny Gossamer was a joke. He wrote him for the money, and it was all bullshit. Harmony ignored this. She knew better. I mean, who the hell was he? He was just a writer.
And that's how she got to the same party as me. Oh, shit.
I skipped something. Damn it, this whole robot bit. I made a big deal, and then I, like, totally forgot. Fuck, this is bad narrating. Like my dad telling a joke. Oh, wait, back up. I forgot to tell you, the cowboy rode a blue horse. Fuck. Anyway, I don't know if you want to see it now, but here's the fucking robot stuff for your viewing pleasure. Can I say fuck more?
Now, back to Protocop, starring Jeff Neal.
Adult Harmony nibbles on a snack in front of the TV when Protocop comes on. The robotic cop advances on a villain. Hearing a noise, Harmony grabs a baseball bat with Wonder Girl inscribed on it. She heads cautiously for the kitchen. A robotic arm picks up the spilled contents of a tray of cookies. A six-pack of beer lies beside the tray. A figure gets up from the kitchen floor. It's Protocop, who lumbers over to the tray. He takes one of the beers and opens it.
Oh my God.
Hey!
Surprised, he lurches backwards through the open patio door and over the balcony. On TV,
sources close to Neal, who has not worked as an actor in 2 years, say he seemed despondent earlier tonight during a rerun of Protocop. The actor, who still retains the costume he wore on the show, allegedly dressed up, stumbled down the bike path, and wandered into this Venice Beach house, where aspiring actress Harmony Faith Lane was shocked to discover him.
I jog by, hi, hello, you know, that sort of thing.
Who's this?
You know, it's like the city can't get enough.
Dabney's watching.
Like putting a whoopee cushion on the seat of an electric chair. Like that.
They always do this. You can never see below the waist. It's like a Playmate in 1964. It was always behind the bedpost, or there's a shadow. You never... What the fuck am I telling you for? Invite her to something, huh?
And there it was. Bingo. Destiny.
At the LA pool party, Harmony looks along a bookcase. She finds a shelf of Johnny Gossamer thriller novels. She examines them one by one, a broad smile breaking out on her face. Later, she lies on her back on a shiny black countertop, reading You Wouldn't Want to Live There. She closes the book, rolls over with her eyes closed, and settles to sleep. A guy walks in, sipping a drink. He walks past a giant TV screen, smiling to himself, and idles over to the sleeping Harmony. He strokes her thigh. Harry comes in.
You know what? You better be your doctor. Walk away, don't think. Just do it.
What, are you a brother or something? It's none of your business, man. I will fuck you up.
No, you'll try, and that little experiment will end in tears, my friend. So again, for the cheap seats, do not think. Walk the fuck away, or let you and me go outside right now. It's past my bedtime. Make a choice.
Outside? Harry's head is thumped repeatedly into the turf and his face pummeled by the guy, who gets up, kicks Harry, and walks away. Harry rolls onto his back.
Asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Perry comes over to Harry and helps him up.
You all right?
Yeah. Oh. Thanks, bro. One of these days I'm actually gonna learn how to fight.
Harry Van Schaik.
Oh, hey. Harry Lockhart. I heard about you. You're the, whatchamacallit, the consultant. You must be, anyway.
Gay Perry?
Oh, yeah. Right, Dabney calls you that. I mean, I guess you guys are old buddies, or...
It's 5 years now.
Wow, 5 years. Still gay?
Me? No. I'm knee-deep in pussy. I just like the name so much, I can't get rid of it.
Harmony walks past giggling.
You should know better than fall asleep at a party. There's freaks here. I'm serious.
Perry patches Harry up.
Dabney wants you to take detective lessons.
Come again?
For your acting.
Oh.
I've got a surveillance tomorrow. You game?
Yeah, was it for some, like, crime lord guy or something?
Please. I'm guessing some sad, lonely little man who single-handedly haunts his own home in the Hollywood Hills.
That was incredibly gay.
Good God. Ouch.
Oh, yeah, you should see the other guy.
Harry, this is our generous host, Harlan Dexter.
Yes, of course. You're Dabney's golden boy from back east. I hope it isn't past your bedtime.
No, sir. Actually, my mom used to say I had the neon disease because when the neon lights came on, I woke up.
Ah, yes. Well, I'm afraid I'm similarly afflicted. My daughter just lived 10 years in Paris. She says it is heaven for the vampire set. If you'll excuse me, apparently I meant to help cut this monstrosity.
Harlan leaves.
Mom's gone, so it's just him and his born-again little bundle of joy.
Born-again? That's precious.
Isn't it, though? 3 months ago, she was suing him over Mom's millions. He called her a bad word. Cunt. Welcome to Hollywood.
The frame freezes.
Okay, I apologize. That is a terrible scene. It's like, why was that in the movie? Gee, you think maybe it'll come back later? Maybe? I hate that. A TV's on, talking about the new power plant. Wonder where the climax will happen. Or that shot of the cook in Hunt for Red October. So anyway, sorry.
Then restarts.
Hi, thank you for coming.
Hey, do you know that blonde gal who just left? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the one with the guy that beat the shit out of you? No. Bye, have a better night.
You know, she had something about that gal tonight, this quality. You know, like the girl from high school, the one that got away, that, you know what I mean, that haunts you still.
Yeah, I had that.
You did?
Bobby Mills.
Perry walks away.
Huh. Well, maybe you should try to get in touch with them. I got $5 says you could still get them.
Really? That's funny. I got a 10 says pass the pepper. I got 2 quarters sing harmony on Moonlight in Vermont.
What?
Talking money.
A talking monkey?
Talking monkey, yeah. Yeah, came here from the future. Ugly sucker, only says ficus. Detective lessons tomorrow. Don't forget.
Okay.
Harry?
He beckons Harry to his car.
That girl? I know her. She's done some work for me. Try the domino room.
Where's that?
Perry smiles and drives away. The city at night. Harry wanders in through the door of a nightclub, unnoticed by the busy doorman. Harmony sits laughing with a woman. A tall blonde greets Harry.
Hey there. I'm Flicka.
Hey. How are you?
Good. So what do you do?
I'm a private detective. And you?
I'm a stewardess.
Really?
Yeah. Well, nice to meet you.
That it?
Yep.
She walks away. Harry walks over to Harmony at the bar.
Jack and soda, thanks. Give me. Harry. Oh, God, sore. I mean, physically, not like a guy who's angry in a movie in the 1950s. Oh, didn't I just see you at a party a couple hours ago?
Why?
Why what?
Why me?
Why you?
Seriously, why not the girl over there? Look, she's very pretty.
Harry looks round.
On the left, next to Brazilian Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, that's a bit of a reach. Clearly I'm interrupting. I feel badly. What are you drinking?
Bad.
Bad. Sorry, feel...
You feel bad.
Bad?
Badly is an adverb. So to say you feel badly would be saying that the mechanism which allows you to feel is broken.
Well, that one over there?
Oh, God, Nick. That's the blonde. The blonde's pathetic.
Because?
Well, for starters... Yeah. She's been fucked more times than she's had hot meals.
You know, I heard about that. It was neck and neck, and then she skipped lunch.
Worst thing, though?
You tell.
Worst thing is she's 35 years old and still trying to act.
Yeah.
I see her auditions all the time. It's over, baby. You missed.
It's charitable of you. May I ask how old you were?
Go for it.
Okay, how old are you?
34.
Yeah?
I'm a baby.
Where's your buddy? The guy you left the party with?
Fucking I just need a ride. Sorry, I swear, a lot.
I know. It's okay.
Did you know the host?
No.
I didn't. You look really familiar, though.
Yeah.
Probably an actor.
The woman she was with comes up.
Buzz. Go away, Mr. Fly.
I'm just talking to your friend here.
Well, she doesn't want to talk to you.
Sunshine? Please. She'll be back to you in a minute. Just relax. It's okay.
She doesn't have a minute.
She gives him a proprietorial stare. Harry looks at her, then at Harmony, who smiles.
I'll tell you what. If you change your mind about that drink, I'll be over there with Native American Joe Pesci.
Harmony turns to see a Native American guy with hair like Joe Pesci.
Oh, you are so on the money. That's very good.
Why are you humoring him? Stop it. You know, there's an empty table over there. I hear it's a recommended cheese ball hangout.
Your mouth is a recommended place to put a sock. Princess, scary friend.
God damn it. Harry Lockhart, are you going to recognize me or what? God, Embry, Indiana.
Harry looks at her searchingly.
Love snakes? Afraid of spiders? Come on, remember you were amazing, Harry? No. Harold the Great.
Harmony?
You got me in half,
God,
remember?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
They embrace.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I was a bad narrator again, because the kid at the beginning was the magician, right? That
that was me. I don't want to put this on you, but some detectives, if you've been paying attention, I mean, I shouldn't have to... Great, no wonder. Hey, Ma and Pa Kettle, I got an idea. Why not put these two lame-o extras in front of the mammoth fucking lens? Boo! Scat! Fat lady, leave! Ha, see there? Harold.
Remember how I said this high school chick haunted me? How seeing Harmony made me think of her? Well, that's because it fucking was her. It all came flooding back, how I was the one she confided in, the one she trusted. Meanwhile, she was doing every other guy in school. It was the first time I felt it, how pitying someone and wanting to fuck them can get all tangled up in your head. Overwhelming sadness. Meanwhile, you got a Rodney. Is that sick? I think that's sick.
Maybe my sister back home, leaving her there all alone. Hardest thing I ever did.
You remember when we were real little? Mm-hmm. And the movie crew came to town.
Oh, that mystery flick with yeah. The guy, Johnny, yeah. What's his name?
Gossamer.
Johnny Gossamer, right. Your mom went nuts as you bought all the books and stuff. Yeah.
That was, that was forever ago.
Yeah, that was back in the day.
Harry, I didn't get famous.
Yeah.
I did. Do this one commercial.
You're shitting me.
Yeah.
Which one?
You know the one with the bear? And it goes, well, this is funny. I prefer Gennaro's.
Gennaro's, but I'm a bear. What do I know? I said, hands off fish. That was
yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Oh. That's whoa, awesome.
Commercial.
No, it is. Are you kidding me? Come on. That's a big deal. That's
Harry,
a national commercial.
Jesus, stop. It's nothing. I mean, there was actually this one kind of cool moment where I got to sort of...
Were you?
Did the wave.
Well, she does the wave.
Ooh, I prefer Gennaro. Whatever, it's nothing. Harry,
that's pretty cool.
That was nothing special at all.
Well, I think it's special. Punk rock Steven Seagal thinks it's special. Right there, you're 11 o'clock.
She spits beer, laughing.
That's dead on, right? That's all right, honey. I had him pegged when I came in. Come back to the hotel for a little while. Just have one drink. Bring your friend, doesn't matter. Come on, it'll literally just be a drink. You'll be home faster than you can say Jack Robinson.
I don't know about that. I can say, Jack Robinson pretty fast.
I'm timing you.
Slowly, she looks up at him.
Jack Robinson.
She smiles and looks him right in the eye. Morning. In his hotel room, Harry comes to slowly beside an open bottle of Perrier Jouet champagne and two part full glasses. He kisses the hand draped across his chest and lifts his head. On the pillow beside him is Harmony's friend from the bar. Smiling, she rolls over towards him and he leaps out of bed, rushes round the room and is gone. She looks puzzled. Harry knocks at an apartment door. Harmony opens it.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
Yeah, I know. I'm really sorry. God, you still look great. You're just stunning and I like the way this...
What are you doing here?
Good question. Now, this will sound crazy, but I don't remember precisely what occurred between the hours of 2 and 5. Tonight's kind of a blur.
Really, where's Marleya?
Marleya?
Marleya, the girl you,
Oh, no, Marleya fell asleep at my place, and I didn't see you leave, so I'm just...
I left when you still had your tongue down her throat, Harry.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, God, no, wrong throat, wrong one, that's bad.
Yeah, that's bad. You got 10 seconds, Harry.
Oh, boy, pressure. Okay, I came here because I think you're so intelligent and attractive.
Okay, that's plenty. Stop.
No, but I
had 10. Oh, my God, I can't believe you come here at 6 o'clock in the morning to tell me how much you like me after you just fucked my friend.
No, that's just it. I didn't. I believe that I did not.
What do you mean? You said you don't remember.
Well, that's my point. If I don't remember because I was that drunk, then how could I have ever gotten it up? And I know that this is outrageous and it's not normal. I'm not pretending that I'm normal. I just chickened out.
She slams the door in his face. He walks away from Harmony's apartment, muttering to himself. Gradually, he slows to a halt, digs into the pocket of his black leather jacket and takes out a pack of cigarettes. He turns to look back at the apartment block as he taps a cigarette on the pack and lights it. He rolls the tip of the cigarette around his mouth thoughtfully before walking away. Day 2, The Lady in the Lake.
And the plots, man, you know, they all had this thing, you know, this formula. It was so cool. I mean, seriously, I would go through one in like, I don't know, a day.
A whole book in one day. Wow.
Yeah, see, Johnny Gossamer would always take on two cases, right? They're seemingly unrelated. One's normal and the other one's like some wild shit, and then you find out that they're connected. That it's all one case. That's the essence of the...
Yeah, I get that all the time. Would you mind not rooting around in there?
Oh, wow.
A tiny gun.
Tiny, is it real?
Yeah, it's a Derringer. It's loaded.
I call it my faggot gun.
Because?
Because it's only good for a couple shots and you gotta drop it for something better.
It's night.
You asked, Chief?
Yeah.
On with our lesson.
Perry has a case. They walk.
My client is one Allison Ames, A-M-E-S.
Ames?
Female. She hired me to do some video surveillance.
She a looker?
Oh, man. She opens the door, she got nothing on but the radio. And invites me to sit down, sits on my lap, fires up a spliff.
Really?
No. Idiot.
Oh.
She hired me over the phone. Paid for with a credit card.
Okay.
Rule number one.
Yeah.
This business, real life, it's boring.
Okay.
Do you have to smoke?
You want me to put it out when we get near there?
Yeah, as soon as you find a large brown clump of shrubs, just throw it in there. She knew Harmony in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she dissed you.
No. I mean, she fucked every other guy but me. Oh, no, that's not true. She made one concession. She agreed not to fuck my best friend, Chuck Chutney, because he was my best friend, so she gave me that.
Well, that was nice of her.
Even if he asked, she said she wouldn't.
They're behind logs.
Be quiet. Chuck Chutney?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's gay.
Perry starts to move towards a house with his camera ready. The house door opens, and he hot-tails it back to the safety of the wood stack. Someone comes down the steps and gets into a car.
What's wrong with this car?
You look like a mechanic. Come on.
Are we gonna follow him? Where'd he go? Right? He's right in front of us and he cut in. Where is he?
Perry and Harry drive to a dark, misty lakeside.
What the hell, Perry? He's gotta be somewhere. He turned right in front of us.
A car drives over the edge of a nearby hillside and hurtles straight into the lake. It starts to sink.
Ow!
Oh, Jesus.
Whoa. Harry, come back. Harry!
Harry wades in.
There's no one in the car.
Harry!
What?
Harry, stop!
Oh, I think he's going down.
Wait, the sound!
What? Check the back seat.
No, get the keys! The keys! Get the keys!
Yeah?
Perry rushes in and plunges underneath the murky water as the car disappears.
Perry. Perry?
Harry's eyes widen. Oxygen bubbles reflect silver on the surface of the dark lake.
Perry?
Perry bursts up, carrying a woman's body.
Where'd she come from? She's in the trunk. I had to shoot the lock to get it open.
Okay.
Both men carry the body to the lakeside.
What did they do to her face?
Is she dead?
No. She's just resting her eyes for a minute. Of course she's fucking dead. Her neck's broken.
Harry gently pulls down the hem of the woman's skirt over her naked, bruised legs. He wipes his eyes, then pats Perry's shoulder and points upwards. Perry turns. Two masked men in leather stand at the edge of the hillside.
Hey! What the hell's going on?
Shut up!
Hey! We got a dead girl here!
Hey, shut up!
Two guys in masks,
there they go. What the fuck is going on?
This is bad, Perry. We gotta go. We gotta roll out of here before the cops come. Come on,
Nicks. We go right to the cops.
Oh, exactly, to the cops, who'll have no trouble believing that she broke her neck before you shot her in the head.
What?
Perry checks.
Come on, we gotta go.
Oh, God.
You gotta go.
Oh, God.
Go, go, go.
Harry hurls something in the lake.
All right, we're out of here.
Gotta go, go, go.
Okay.
Yeah,
where's my gun?
Give me my gun.
No, I got rid of it.
Say again?
Yeah, I threw it in the lake because I figured you wouldn't, I would. I got priors in New York, so I really can't. I can't be messing around.
You threw it away.
Yeah, plus it's evidence.
You what?
Watch it.
Okay, relax. Okay. Oh no, I'm sorry. I got a little nonplussed there.
Okay, that's this cool. Is crazy. I understand. No, just relax.
Whoa, what is that? Is that a
the case?
Clue? What do you mean?
Do you see that
in the thing?
Can you?
Perry whacks him.
What are you thinking? My $2,000 ceramic Vector my mother got me as a special gift. You threw in the lake next to the car. What happens when they drag the lake? You think they'll find my pistol? Jesus. Look up idiot in the dictionary. You know what you'll find?
A picture of me?
No! The definition of the word idiot, which you fucking are!
Perry goes to his car.
Bitch client. Hires me. Has me witness a murder.
Can I use the dry towel? This towel's...
No!
This towel is wet.
The towel is for the seat.
This towel is for your shoes, and then you handed it to me for my face. This towel is wet. Can I use
this? This is dirty. No.
Can I dry the hat?
No! Stop dripping. Shit better be improving your acting.
Harry turns quickly to look nervously at Perry. Perry's car screeches to a halt. He slaps a sleeping Harry.
Get out.
Sorry about the gun.
Whatever. Out. Go. Sleep badly. Any questions, hesitate to call.
Bad.
Excuse me?
Sleep bad. Because otherwise it makes it seem like the mechanism that allows you to sleep.
What? Fuckhead, badly's an adverb. Who taught you grammar? Get out. Vanish.
I'll give you a buzz.
Die.
Perry speeds off, leaving Harry outside his hotel. Perry reverses up.
That's all right. You don't need to apologize.
Blow me. You forgot this.
Oh, thanks.
Harry's cell phone.
Hello? I'm trying to locate Harry Lockhart.
Speaking?
I'm Detective Sergeant Kale. Mind answering a question or two?
Yeah, of course. No problem. Fire away, officer.
Thank you. Are you familiar with a woman by the name of Harmony Faith Lane?
Yeah. What's this?
Are you aware of giving her number to Ms. Lane any time in the recent past? On a slip of paper, perhaps?
No.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't know. Maybe she had my number. Why?
We're required by law to treat every suicide as a potential homicide. Harmony Lane shot herself, sir.
Suicide?
Yes.
Hello? Hello?
Perry hears the conversation.
Goddamn.
Jesus.
Harry sits slumped against the side of Perry's car.
Don't blame yourself. Listen, sometimes these things just happen.
For a reason. For a reason? Fuck that. Why? Because I fall off a building, 10 people in Baltimore survive a bus crash? Swell, they're enjoying Baltimore. I'm lying here, my brain's out.
I've been to Baltimore, you win. Listen, I'm really sorry, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Perry leans out to put his hand on Harry's shoulder.
I gotta go.
Harry nods.
I have to go.
He gives Harry a gentle shove forward away from the side of his car and drives off. Harmony's beer commercial. A man dressed as a bear bursts out of a giant cake holding two beer bottles. Dressed in Bavarian costume with red ribbons in her hair, a smiling Harmony makes a wave at the bear.
Gennaro's. Pure drinking pleasure.
I prefer Gennaro's, but what do I know? I'm a bear. I suck the heads off fish.
Harmony smiles winningly into the camera.
Gennaro's.
Harry goes into his hotel suite.
I was tired. I was pissed. I was wetter than Drew Barrymore to Grunge Club. I needed a hot bath, a warm bed. But the night had other plans for me.
Oh, you did?
On the phone.
You got the cyber agent. That's great. All the cool weapons. You got Protocop coming, too. It's going to be worth more, too, because I think he's, like, paralyzed now.
Really? A soaking Harmony is at the door.
Son of a bitch!
See, I forgot. Old Johnny, he always had two cases. Remember?
Harry steps forward and hugs her.
She's gone.
Yeah.
She's gone.
I know.
Who?
Fact is, she stole not only your credit card, but your ID. We're very sorry about the mix-up on our part. So at this point, are you willing to positively identify this woman as your...
My sister!
Your
yes.
sister was here?
Yes! Oh, God. God, we haven't spoken in years. She's never forgiven me, Harry, for leaving her all alone.
Fine. I'm just gonna get you a blanket.
Oh, God, I don't want a blanket, Harry!
Okay, but you're shivering.
God, I don't care!
See, you're freaking me out. You're making me nervous. Will you relax?
God.
Okay?
Oh, God.
I'm so glad that you're okay, but now, I don't know, you're making me more nervous and... Sit down.
All right.
Tell me what happened.
Yesterday, Jenna, she got into my house, Harry. Yesterday, she must have been broke. I don't know, she swiped $200, a credit card, California ID, God knows what else.
Right.
Oh, God. No more lies, Harry.
Okay.
No. Are you a detective?
She blows cigarette smoke into his face.
Are you a detective, Harry?
Who told you that?
Flicka. You know my friend Flicka, she told me.
Yeah.
She told me you were a detective.
Mm-hmm.
If you are, then I really need your help.
Well, that's empty, honey.
Okay, I know this sounds crazy, Harry. But listen, okay. My sister...
Harmony's sister, dead. What the hell? What was she even doing here? The lady in the lake, now the little sister, okay? This was like two corpses in 3 hours. I mean, am I crazy? That's unusual, right? And yeah, looking back, I maybe should have said something, told her I wasn't really a nipple. Detective. Sorry, I should have said something, but she wouldn't shut up.
The card she stole from me was maxed out. Right before she died, she charged over $2,000 on it. That's a little weird, isn't it? Cintron something, some weird. Bullshit company.
Yeah,
oh, plus, red flag, Harry. She took her birth control pill for the day. Why would she even bother with the pill? She was murdered. She was murdered.
All right, relax.
No.
Okay.
Are you gonna help me?
I gotta check my schedule. But
okay, because if you're not gonna help me, Harry, yeah, then I need to get out of here and I need to find somebody that's gonna help me, Harry.
Honey,
gonna...
I just gotta check my schedule.
Can you help me, Harry? Because if you're not gonna help me, then I need to find somebody else.
So sometimes I have other. My caseload is pretty.
Thank you.
She collapses. Awkwardly, Harry lays her down on the bed and perches on the edge of it. She's out cold. He takes a towel from round his neck and dabs at her hair. He unfastens the ties of her low-cut dress and pulls it open. Harry looks away, then turns back. He frowns when he spots a spider walking down her neck towards her black lacy bra.
Yuck, come on.
He goes to flick the spider off her right breast, but it crawls down inside her bra. Stiffly, he takes a tentative peek. He taps the bra cup, then flicks it sharply.
There's nothing.
What?
No, I didn't do anything.
What the hell are you doing?
Honey, I didn't do anything.
Harry, you're grabbing my tits.
No, there was a spider. There was a big spider.
Oh, please.
I swear to God. Never. Look, I'm going to find it. I'll find the thing.
Where are you, fuzzy little bitch?
Harry, whatever. It's okay. I believe you, Harry.
Clearly. You don't.
Oh, God, look, right, Harry. You grab my tit. It's life, all right? It's no biggie.
No biggie?
You got any yes?
Guy grabs your tit. That's life, no biggie? I mean, what kind of talk is that?
Oh,
no, you tell me. What kind of talk is that? I can't believe you. I can't believe that that's the reaction that you...
She raises the edge of her bra and sees a spider's leg by her nipple. She looks up at Harry.
See there?
Yeah.
What is your problem? I'm letting you off the hook. You didn't do anything.
No, but you thought I did. You get it? I'm on the hook. The hook is my home. Do you understand? Listen to me. I grab your tit. It's a fucking biggie. I know that came out wrong, but what I'm saying is you act like, oops, it's an okay lapse. You know, everybody does. I mean, what the fuck kind of guys are you hanging out with here? I mean, are you the kind of girl who, like, you know?
Who what, Harry? Who what?
He gets up and goes to the bathroom.
Forget it. I'm sorry, just relax. Just get some rest, okay? Okay, we'll start on your case tomorrow. All right?
He starts to pee.
Afternoon good?
Whatever, Harry. I'm going.
Okay.
I'm taking some sweats, all right?
Yeah, anything you want to borrow, honey.
All right, I'll give them back.
Yeah. Yeah, anything in the drawer, if it's in the drawer to clean.
Behind him, the corpse from the lake.
Good night, Harry. Oh.
Turning in shock, he pees over it.
This is really great.
Isn't it?
I'm leaving.
Yeah. Some nice rest.
Bye.
He's on the phone to Perry.
Say again? They gave her back.
Yes. She's in my shower. I'm looking at her, for Christ's sake.
That's impossible. They don't even know you. They couldn't possibly.
No, they couldn't. You're right. And since the body can't be here and this is all a dream, and oh, look, there's Alma the elf. Good morning, Alma. What's in your basket?
Shut up. How did they get in?
I don't know. I mean, how am I supposed to know how they got in? Fire escape, maybe?
Okay, first things first. We gotta move her somewhere. You got gloves?
Excuse me?
Gloves. Do you have gloves? You have to move her. If it's a frame-up, some asshole's probably calling the cops on you right now. Do this. Wrap up the body. In a blanket, a sheet, anything.
Okay. Any particular kind of gloves?
Yes. Fawn. Will you fucking hurry?
Perry.
Yeah?
I peed on it.
What? What, you peed on what?
I peed on the corpse. Can they do, like, an ID from that?
I'm sorry, you peed on...
On the corpse, and my question...
No, my question. I get to go first. Why in perfect hell would you pee on a corpse?
I didn't intend to. It's not like I did it for kicks. God, this isn't happening. You said this doesn't happen. This is your fault.
Shut up and listen. First, you have to wrap the body.
Okay.
Second, you've got to find the gun. Say this with me. Find the gun.
Find the gun. Find the gun. Oh, did I throw it in the lake?
Not my gun, idiot. They dropped a body in you. It's a frame-up. Then they also have planted a gun. Trust me. Move it. I'll be there in 4 minutes.
Harry gets up quickly from beside the toilet. Perry speeds up and weaves through the traffic. Harry feels along underneath the mattress on his bed. He pulls out a gun, wrapping it in a shower cap as he does so. Harmony enters the hotel lobby.
Caller specified room 714, some sort of brawl or something. Violent.
She overhears the cops.
714, Lockhart.
It's not 714, it's 514. I was just up there and it's really noisy.
Let's get the key.
Yep, pretty awful.
The cops head off. Harmony takes out her cell phone and dials discreetly as Perry runs behind her and into the elevator. In Harry's suite, the corpse is wrapped in a blanket on the bed.
Don't answer that.
Yeah, duh.
That it?
No, that's the other corpse from the last guy who stayed here.
Fuck off. Was there a gun?
Yes, right here. Perry, these sons of bitches made me in town for 2 days to know who I am and where to find me. Come on, mind.
It's impossible.
Yeah, it's totally nuts.
Back stairway.
Perry and Harry carry the corpse in the blanket into the corridor.
I forgot to tell you. Harmony's alive. She thinks her sister was murdered.
Come again?
Never mind.
At the end of the corridor, Harry spots a sign reading roof access. They look at each other. Still wrapped in the blanket, the corpse drops from a great height, hitting the edge of a recycling bin and then the ground in a back alley. Harry and Perry hotfoot it down the stairs. Perry's car reverses up to the corpse.
So these dudes tonight, they see two assholes out of nowhere. Yeah. What do they think?
I think we know something, sure. So they panic. They got a body, they got to dispose of the evidence.
In my shower? Come on, you said real life.
I was setting you up, dummy. This is
They're
real life.
They're not setting me up.
Real life. People freak out.
Shut
they
up.
Improvise.
You change your tune every 5 minutes.
Kiss me.
What?
Kiss me.
No.
Perry kisses him in a passing cop car.
I got Doris and Lucinda over here.
The two men snog until the cops have driven past. Harry breaks free and splutters.
These lessons suck. I quit. This is not being a detective. Corpses floating in lakes, people kissing. People, this is wrong. This is every shade of wrong.
Somebody want to fill me in?
Harmony.
She thinks I'm a detective. All right, so go along with it.
What?
Don't fuck me. Hey.
Harry jogs over to her.
Cops are looking for you, Harry?
Yeah, they are?
Yeah. Yeah, I sent them to the wrong room. I didn't know what else to do.
No. You did fine. Perry and I, we're just,
Hiya, Perry.
We're just running a, you know, the game deal. Perry, what do you call it? The, you know...
What are you talking about, Harry?
Bring him in and we... Push him out.
What's
you know
happening?
The old bring him in and push him out. That's what we're doing.
What's going on?
It's,
Why are you and Perry knacking on each other?
Perry lugs the corpse into the car trunk unseen by Harmony as she speaks to Harry.
I was at home believing, A, we'd meet tomorrow to go over her case, and B, I wasn't actually gay. Do not ask me how I did B. Why didn't we just leave it there?
Think, dummy. A 911 call from your hotel room, all of a sudden there's a corpse outside? Bad idea. Speaking of bad ideas, what's the shit about you taking on your own case?
I didn't...
Of all the dipshit things to do. Killed herself, by the way.
Huh?
Killed herself. There, I solved your case for you.
Oh, no. Harmony's convinced.
I don't care about... Listen to me. Listen to me.
What?
Little sis, punched her own ticket.
Okay.
End of story.
Gotcha.
All right, this looks good up ahead. Time to lose luggage.
Harry gives Perry a sideways look. Harry opens the trunk and looks down at the corpse.
Sorry, sweetheart. You deserve better.
They drive off, leaving the corpse wrapped in a blanket abandoned on the sidewalk of a quiet street. Day 3, the little sister. Harmony and Harry in a cafe.
Before I left, I got her into foster care. I've never told you just how awful he treated her. My dad, I'm talking about, Harry.
I'll tell you what. I take notes in general, so if you're just real specific, thorough, and precise, that'll help.
I remember only lying to her one time. I said to her... Maybe the man who is living here is not your father.
You told your sister she was adopted, yeah?
Mm. No, I did one better. I told her real father was an actor who was in the movie that came through town.
Johnny
Gossamer movie, that's right. Yeah. I told Jenna one day she'd go to Hollywood and she'd meet her famous real father.
In flashback, Jenna's body lies beside an unmade bed with a shotgun on it, blood-spattered walls and a crumpled newspaper headlined Los Angeles film crew invades Embry, Indiana. It stated 2nd of March, 1980.
Did you believe me, Harry? She came out here looking for him.
Okay, this is a bunch. I can start my process.
Thank you.
With this. I'm on the case. Here's my card.
Notepaper.
It's a magic card,
wow.
So, you know.
The Amazing Herald.
Did you say abracadabra?
What happened? Somebody sue you? It used to be Alakazam, you know, when you cut me in half.
And
not to be picky, but it was Harold the Great.
No, I used to be great. Now I'm amazing. Get with it.
Harry's cell phone.
Hi, it's me. You hear anything?
No, there's nothing in the papers. So. I'm busy working on Harmony's case.
Case? What case? Leave her alone. News on Channel 5, just starting. Call me after.
The TV.
Kidnapping gone wrong. It is unclear why his daughter was subsequently murdered or even where, for she was almost certainly killed and then moved, police sources say. Veronica Dexter was reported missing yesterday afternoon when she failed to greet her boyfriend at the airport. Ms. Dexter recently made headlines when she returned from Paris and withdrew her multi-million dollar lawsuit against her father, actor turned entrepreneur Harlan Dexter. Mr. Dexter owns the prestigious Dexter Clinic. His wife died last spring, prompting Veronica's return to the U.S. and a father-daughter reconciliation following years of estrangement. Veronica Dexter, 25 years old yesterday. Paul?
We were just at that party. Are you telling me that the girl that we found in the lake, that was Veronica Dexter?
Positive ID, scars, dental records.
You talked to your police guy?
Yeah, not much there.
The lab report came back. No sign of rape. Boils down to this. Veronica Dexter, yesterday afternoon, about 4:30, left her home.
Yeah.
Went off to the airport, picked up some dude, old boyfriend. Off she went.
That was it? That was the last anybody saw of her?
With a symmetrical, ungushed head, yeah.
Did police ever find the car?
No, genius. That was us, remember?
Oh, yeah, right.
The killers were at the party, Harry.
The killers were at Dexter's?
That's how they recognized you. It's getting way too scary, man. You gotta bail. You gotta get on a flight out of here. Today.
I'm gonna get my screen test. It's Tuesday. I'll go Wednesday.
That doesn't matter.
I'll go Wednesday.
You're not getting the part.
Fuck off. Don't be a schmuck.
No.
I know.
You're not gonna get the part, Harry. It's not a long shot. Harry, you're not listening to me. You're not gonna get... Harry! Harry!
What?
You're not gonna get the part, okay? Colin Farrell wants too much money. Do you get me now? Dabney, he unearths a discovery. New kid, works for cheap, flies him out here, high profile.
Parties, screen tests, detective lessons, all of it.
You were just being used. Shave a couple million off of Colin Farrell's price tag.
Harry stares into the distance.
Sorry, Chief, there it is. I'm not gonna lie to you anymore. I mean, I understand if you wanna take a swing.
Fuck! You sissy bitch!
Harry punches him.
Stop! Don't bother asking Harmony out on your date. She wasn't very happy to find out that you're a liar, that you're not a detective, that you lied.
Harry breaks free.
You told her?
Pick those up. Pick them up.
Harry hands Perry his sunglasses.
Why did you tell her? I didn't have to tell her, man. You know what? I am an idiot because I thought that we were friends.
No, we're not friends.
I was in trouble when you were there for me.
No, I was there protecting.
I was in
there.
Trouble.
Stop speaking. I was there protecting my employer, Dabney. Hello? He pays me to insulate him from corpses.
Harry gawps. Perry looks away from him with a sigh, then back again.
Not a nice man, Harry. Go home before something bad happens to you.
What, are you threatening me?
No, moron.
What?
Go home before the bad guys do something bad to you.
The bad guys, right, I get it, right, fine.
Merry Christmas. Sorry I fucked you over.
No problem. Don't quit your gay job.
Perry leaves. Los Angeles as night turns into day. A plane flies over a motel sign reading "No Vacancy." Harry's eyelids flutter open in an airport terminal. He's stretched out along a row of seats.
Arriving passengers for flight number 758 from Denver may retrieve their baggage at Carousel 2. Passengers from flight number 758 from Denver...
He spots the tall blonde from the party.
Hey, look up. Hey, me, Harry. Remember me? What's up, honey? How are you?
She doesn't want to talk to you.
Oh, no, I know. I mean, you ever think maybe I don't want to talk to her? You know, I just saw you and your really distinctive ears. I remember, and you look different, but you're still, it's obviously Flicka, and maybe it's you that I'm interested in.
Is that true?
Not really. Look, but hey, she must have a cell phone, right? She must.
Forget it. This is between the two of you.
Look, I got a ticket. I'm leaving. I'm going back to the East Coast, and this... No? Come on, I just want to say something to her, just anything before I split, and come on, I'm begging you. Come on, help me out.
And I regret this.
No, you're not, and that is a very smart suit, by the way.
She gives him a withering look.
It's not here. That's funny.
What's funny?
Nothing. It's just under her stage name.
Oh, God. Everyone's always got a stage name. What's her stage name?
Ames. Allison Ames.
Okay, well, I'll just write it down and then... Hey! Say that name again.
Allison Ames?
Allison Ames, A-M-E-S. That's Harmony's stage name.
I just said that.
I know, and that's the name that'd be on her credit cards.
How am I supposed to know?
Thanks, honey. Gotta roll.
Harry runs off, leaving Flicka disgusted.
We have reached the offices of Centron, Inc. Leave a message.
Newsflash, Perry. Your client, Ames, it was the little sister. Repeat, the little sister. That's where Harmony's $2,000 went. It's in your bank, you overpriced bastard. Her kid sister hired you. Do you get this? Your case and my case are the same fucking case. Come on!
At Harmony's door.
Get out of my life!
I'm at the airport, right? And I run into Flicka, and she just says, "Fuck!"
She slams the door in his finger.
Did I just cut off your finger?
Yeah. It's on the floor to my periphery. I don't want to see it. Pick it up. Put it on ice. Pick it up. Thanks.
She picks up his severed finger and motions with her head that he should go in. In the emergency room, Harry's finger's stitched back on.
You're a genius, Harry. You're a genius. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry I had to bail on you, but I had to go to work. Listen, I am going nuts here. I can't stop thinking about this. What's my sister's connection to Veronica Dexter? She predicted that murder, Harry. For Christ's sake, she sent you and Perry to that exact spot.
Yeah, you know, that whole thing is wild. You know what else is kind of nuts? Is that you cut off my finger!
Oh, God, Harry, I am so sorry about that. How is it?
It's fine. It's all shut up. They gave me some painkillers. I can't feel a thing. Where's Perry? We gotta find him. Where is he?
Perry's coming by here. I'm working a party on Sunset Plaza. Listen, remember you said the killer may have been at Dexter's party? Well, that whole bunch is here tonight.
Honey, put me on the list. I'm gonna drop by. I'm gonna see if I can, you know, stir up the kettle, stick out my hat, and see if anyone shoots at it.
Maybe you could put the hat in the kettle, and if they shoot at it, it'll ricochet.
Harry, you sound trashed.
Give me the address. I'm coming.
I showed up mildly whacked on Demerol, thinking Harmony's theory wasn't so crazy. What if little sis had been murdered by the same assholes who off Veronica Dexter, remember? With the ski masks, those dudes? Then and there, I made a decision. If it fucking killed me, I would not stop until I got like two more Demerol. No, seriously. I was on the case. Harry Lockhart, L-A-P-I.
Stoned Harry stands in front of transparent boxes in which erotic dancers pose and move. He wanders off. Waitresses in short red skirts and Santa hats with white fur trims carry trays of food. Harmony approaches wearing a waitress outfit and taps Harry on the shoulder. She has a paper bag in her hand.
Harry, I got it.
What do you got?
Just now, my friend Tiff does video dubbing at Fox.
Lord of the Cock Rings.
No, Harry, it's a fake label. Copyright infringement. She'd get fired. It's a Johnny Gossamer movie.
Oh.
Listen, if Jenna was hunting her mystery dad, this is where she would start, right? Oh, Jesus, don't patronize me.
I'm not.
You're patronizing me.
No, it's just a party, a little buzz, and have a nice time. I don't want to do a thing, and I'm just...
I don't know if this guy's your boyfriend or not, but just so you know, when you were in the bathroom, he was totally checking me out.
What?
A toothy blonde.
What is Harry? It out here? With these women?
Oh, please, Harry, they're no different from anywhere else.
Yes, they are. These are damaged goods. Every one of them from way back. I'm telling you, you take a guy who sleeps with 100 women a year, going to his childhood, dollars to donuts, it's relatively unspectacular. Now, you take one of these gals, sleeps with 100 guys a year, and I bet you if you look in their childhood, there's something rotten in Denver.
Denmark.
That too, but it's abandonment, it's abuse, it's my uncle put his ping-ping in my papa, and then they all come out here. I mean, it's literally like someone took America by the East Coast and shook it, and all the normal girls managed to hang on.
Okay. Everybody who hates Harry here, raise their hand.
Most of the women do.
See that? Obedient little bitches, too.
Fuck you!
Perry ducks a glass.
Okay, you've got 30 of my fucking seconds. Thrill me.
They watch the video.
All right, guys, cast list, Perry Ketch. That's the credit card that my sister used to hire you.
So who's in this cinematic milestone, anywho?
We got a Michael Beck, whoever that is.
Oh, he's the star of Xanadu, with Olivia Newton-John and Gene Kelly.
Harry mouths gay to Harmony.
What? Nothing.
All right, Perry, now listen up, okay? I know this is a long shot, but indulge me, please.
Well, you don't, okay, don't lose the hat. I'm sorry, Harry. I can't.
God, Harry, I'm working.
I know, but just forget
it. All right, come on, guys. Seriously, don't jump all over me, all right? Just pay attention. Watch it, please.
That's Harlan Dexter.
What? Pardon? Wait.
Who's her? What?
Look, that's 20 years younger, but that's Harlan Dexter.
I think I remember. All we see is the inside of a police van. What's
up? No way.
Wow. You know, this kind of makes sense, right? He had the Gossamer books at his house.
He used to be an actor.
Jesus, Harry, I remember him now. 1980. Oh, my God, I saw him like this. Young.
Whoa. Where?
In Indiana. He was there with the movie crew. Remember, I told you he looked familiar. God, this can't be true.
And you know, your sister has to have seen this, so you know what it comes down to. You tell your sister a fairy tale about her real father.
And 20 years later, she comes out to L.A. hunting Harlan Dexter.
Harmony's jaw slackens. Harry nods at her.
I've got a surveillance in MacArthur Park. I gotta follow some chick around till midnight. Do not play detective. This is not a book. This is not a movie.
We got it. What do you think? I'm stupid?
I think you wouldn't know where to feed yourself if you didn't flap your mouth so much. Yes, I think you're stupid.
Perry leaves.
Harry, don't listen to a word he says, all right? We're getting somewhere, Harry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna call you tomorrow. I'm gonna go back to work.
She holds his face.
Good.
Harry takes a look at a bare-breasted woman mimicking a reindeer behind glass. A couple of heavies come up behind him as he watches her paw at the air. He turns around and tries to get past them.
Excuse me.
Oh, what's up, baby?
Hey.
How you feeling?
What, I'm just going to take a walk.
What?
Walk with me.
Fuck, oh, great.
This is fucking rich.
He's bundled into a chair.
Well, now, here we all are. Ike, Mike, and Mustard.
What the hell does that mean?
You know, I'm with him on this one, man. That's pretty fucking obscure. Horseshit. I hear that all the time.
You do?
Yeah, sure.
We're at the 1942 Club.
Hey, just because you didn't get in.
Motherfucker, I could have got in.
Hey, slow your roll, man.
This is bullshit. What are you going to do, take me out here? The security... Ow! Keep talking. Keep talking.
You want to know who we are? I'm the frying pan, see? And my boy over here, he's the...
Mustard. I'm Mustard, baby.
He's the fire. Fuck you, Mr. Mustard.
Here we go.
Now, me and my man were puzzled lately by your behavior, such as
why is a savvy stand-up cat like yourself consorting with gay men? You know, frolicking in the lake and shit together. What is that?
You're the guys who are wearing the masks.
You don't ask the questions.
Don't ask questions.
Guys, you just tore off my fucking finger. I just got this fixed. Jesus!
I bet there's a doctor in New York. Clear that shit right up.
Clear it right up.
Mr. Fire punches Harry hard in the guts.
L.A. don't want you no more, tough guy. Right?
Harmony drives Harry in her car.
How much further to hospital?
Harry, 5 minutes away, okay?
Yeah.
All right, talk to me, our mascot, back in high school. Who the hell was it? You remember? Come on, Harry, stay with me. Harry?
Flashback.
Whitey, the White Knight.
Whitey. I guess it's better than calling him Nighty. Then he'd be Nighty Knight, and then pretty soon he'd be Toodles, and then Ta-Ta, and then... It's very emasculating.
Harry, that's him.
Who's them?
12 o'clock.
A car pulls out.
You said it's a black guy and a white guy, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Get the plate, call the cops.
All right, well, we find a pen.
No, whatever, watch the road. What are we doing? Are we slowing down?
No, I'm leaning over, I'm getting a pen.
Harmony, are you following them? You better not be following. Tell me you're not following.
I'm not, I'm taking you to the hospital.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, shit, they're turning.
Into MacArthur Park.
Holy shit.
Huh?
Perry's Steakout.
What?
Oh my God, it's a setup. Perry's Steakout.
It's
they're going to MacArthur Park. They're going after Perry.
Wait a second. My finger's hanging off. We gotta move on this.
Look, we're gonna go save Perry really quickly.
Oh.
And then we'll go fix your finger. It'll be like, hey, Perry, look out. Boom, back in the car. All right? Cool?
This is exhausting.
Ha, bingo. All right. All right, Harry. 12 o'clock. That's them. One of them's on foot.
Harmony pulls up and gets out. The car they're tailing pulls away.
God, Harry. Shit, if I leave the keys, can you take yourself to the hospital, Harry?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right, good. I got the gun you gave me.
You what?
She gestures at him frantically and rushes off. In the back seat of her car, a dazed Harry is clutching his bleeding hand. He tries to get up and passes out. Still wearing her skimpy mini-skirted Santa outfit and boots, Harmony scampers across the park to a hollow, where the car with Mr. Frying Pan in the driver's seat is parked below her. She takes cover behind a tree. A young woman with pink hair walks by at the foot of some steps. Perry walks down them into the hollow, eating candy. The woman with pink hair passes below Harmony. Mr. Fire stands on top of a painted bridge when the woman with pink streaks passes beneath and gestures behind her. Mr. Fire nods. Perry follows the girl with pink hair. Harmony moves round the tree as Mr. Frying Pan drives the car slowly forwards after Perry. Perry walks under the bridge, the car following him. Harmony breaks cover and starts to rush forward into the open parkland.
Perry!
Mr. Fire intercepts her.
Where are you going?
He hurls her to the ground. He pins her down with his hands at her throat.
Hey, no. Let it happen, baby.
She kicks him in the groin and he recoils in agony. She straddles him and headbutts him hard. Breathless, she gets up, picks up the gun and aims it at him. He doesn't move. She stumbles, then runs to a low wall, which she vaults, landing on the pavement by a busy road. She tries to cross it, dodging traffic. Perry walks on, with a car driven by Mr. Frying Pan creeping up on him. Harmony dashes across the road, causing an SUV to swerve to avoid her. In the park, the young woman with pink streaks strolls casually on. Perry follows, eating his candy, the car right behind him. She leaps onto a wall, tumbling off it, dropping the gun which fires. Mr. Frying Pan accelerates. Perry dives out of its way and the car crashes into tables and chairs by a fast food van. Mr. Frying Pan gets out and he and Perry aim guns at each other. From the fast food van, the owner shoots Mr. Frying Pan in the back. Mr. Frying Pan goes down. Perry runs for it as the van owner comes out. The young woman with pink streaks in her hair hurries across a road and spots Harmony's car, with the door open and the keys in the ignition. She sits in the driver's seat, puts her head in her hands, then starts up the engine. Harry lies unconscious on the back seat. In the park, Harmony catches up with Perry.
Perry.
Where the hell did you come from?
Hey, it's okay. You did good.
I couldn't shoot him, Perry.
You did fine. Oh,
he hugs her.
We gotta go now.
Harry sits up in the back of the car. It's in a garage. He looks around and gets out. He opens a sliding door into a kitchen.
Hello?
The kitchen overlooks an open-plan seating area. The walls are decorated with 1960s-style paintings, one with a large circular pattern in different shades of blue.
Anyone home?
Patio doors are partly open. There are several yucca plants on the patio. He wanders back through to the kitchen and into a larger lounge area.
Anyone home? I got an injury problem. Hello?
Hearing voices, Harry dives under a bed.
You've got to ditch that car.
I know. I know you said that there was going to be consequences, but fuck. I saw him shot to death. I was scared.
Hey, yeah. We can absolutely talk about it, all right?
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. It's nothing against your boss. I'm grateful.
I spoke to him. You'll never have to go through anything like that again. I swear.
I promise.
Yeah.
Bullets penetrate the mattress, and the woman with pink streaks falls to the floor. Blood trickles from her mouth as she opens her eyes to see Harry under the bed. Harry puts a bloodied finger to her lips to silence her. Harry closes his eyes and takes his bloodied bandaged hand to his mouth. He swallows hard and looks back at her lifeless eyes. Harry eases his way from under the bed and kneels woozily against it. Mr. Fire comes into the room and unreels a number of black polythene sacks by the girl's body. He pauses as he becomes aware of Harry opposite him on the other side of the bed. He grins.
Hey. So you're still here, huh, tough guy?
Harry picks up the gun from the bed.
Oh, you got a gun, I see. Well, damn, you are tough.
Pointing the gun with the silencer at Mr. Fire, Harry looks aside and pulls the trigger. Mr. Fire looks down at the wounds in his chest. Harry stands and, still averting his eyes, walks towards Mr. Fire. Harry shoots again at close range. Mr. Fire crashes through a coffee table and his body lies splayed between its two gnome-like supports. Harry's eyes are dull and unfocused. He frowns down at Mr. Fire, then turns slowly away. He sits beside the dead girl and wipes the gun clean on his hoodie. With his teeth, he pulls down his sleeve to cover his hand. Harry places the gun in the dead girl's hand.
Sorry.
He gets to his feet and walks away. In the kitchen, Harry stands his severed finger in a bowl of ice. He turns and removes his bandage. A large dog comes up to the bowl and takes the finger, walking off with it. Harry turns, his eyes widen. The dog stands looking at him, the finger in its mouth.
Hey! Hey!
As Harry advances, the dog trots outside. The dog's just outside. Harry answers his cell phone.
Yeah, what?
Where the hell are you?
Yeah, I'm one of the kidnappers, one of them anyhow. I shot him, he's dead.
You fucker. Jesus, Harry, wipe the place clean and get out of there.
Man, I can't. I want to, but I can't.
So do it.
Because my fingerprints here, the dog's fucking dog's got.
Harry, no one's gonna dust the fucking dog.
No, he's got the finger. Asshole, he's got the finger with the print part.
Get the finger, kill the dog, get out of there.
Hang on.
The dog chews and swallows Harry's finger.
Oh, I think we're safe.
Harry? Harry?
Hey, Perry, I shot a guy.
Harry takes the cell phone away from his ear. The dog comes in. Harry strokes and hugs the dog. On the TV in a hotel lounge.
The items found in the Silver Lake home
to the kidnap murder of socialite Veronica Dexter. Police theorize a falling out between the kidnappers, resulting in at least two deaths and possibly a third tonight.
So this evening, was it Johnny Gossamer enough for you?
Now, to tell you the truth, Johnny Gossamer always has a way bigger ending. Mm. Right, Harmony? There's always the part where the guy gets tortured.
Yeah, and tortured, sure, and then he usually breaks free and shoots like 16 guys.
Yeah, it's 16, yeah, it's always 16, that's funny.
Harmony sits behind Harry, her arm on his shoulder.
So this thing, it's over, right? I mean, they say the kidnappers are all dead, so...
Well, Harry, I'd be lying to you if I didn't say that I still didn't have a few questions. Harmony's sister, if she stumbles on a murder plot, why hire me to film it? Why not simply go to the police?
Right. And I still think this Veronica Dexter father-daughter business is wanky.
So the whole reconcilement thing?
Reconciliation, idiot. Yeah. She comes back to the States, drops the lawsuit, moves in with her father. Suddenly they're inseparable.
So what are you saying? We're going to, like, probe deeper?
Absolutely not.
What? Perry, what are you talking about? My sister paid you. What, you're going to bail?
Harmony, do you want your sister's money back? Done. In the meantime, back off. Before you get me and Harry killed.
Perry walks off, his coat over one arm. Harmony's outside the hotel. She stands on the edge of the road. A guy holds open the main door as Harry rushes out.
Pardon me? Hey, I lucked out. They gave me the same room.
Oh, lucky you.
It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Want to come up?
No, I don't want to come up. Why would I go up
there? I'm there. You'd want to... Ugh. They cleaned it.
The car is coming. I'm going. All right. Jesus.
Harry stands awkwardly a moment as Harmony looks away. Then he turns to go in.
You know what, Harry? Stop. Why'd you lie to me?
It was an excuse to stay around you, so, I mean, I think in the realm of lies...
You are such a dumbass. I am so not who you think I am, Harry.
And who would that be?
You think I'm amazing. You do. You think I'm so amazing, because that's who I told you I'd be. That was a game plan.
Yeah, well, you know what? It worked.
You know what? No one else thinks so.
Well, my opinion doesn't count?
No, actually, no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Because you're new here. If you... Just look around, there's younger and there's better.
I don't want younger and better, I want you.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm such a moron, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying, you get the...
You know what, it doesn't matter, I'm going. Look, idiot. I'm just...
She turns away. Harry claps his newly bandaged hand to his mouth.
I steal shit.
She turns back to him.
Come again?
That's what I do for a living. I steal audiovisual components, I rob a house, I stole this watch. It's kind of a cool watch if you look at it. It's got this little, like, thing. I stole this gum from the lobby because it was kind of a rush. I've never finished anything that I've started my entire life. Not school, not marriage, nothing. And I have this thing where, like, halfway in the middle, I cut and run.
Like the other night when you were all over me and just kind of gave up and just went for it was...
Prime example, exactly. Then I switched to the ugly friend, homely friend. She's not ugly, she's homely.
He moves closer to her.
Don't go. Please. Not yet. This isn't finished.
She looks at him intently with a slight frown. He returns her gaze. She sighs, shakes her head, and looks down.
Turn around.
What?
Just turn around.
Oh, my tag's out?
She tucks the tag in.
Stump have a bar?
Yeah.
You can call me Slick. You hear on
it was out. Such a good job, though. You snagged a ton of gum.
Oh,
I mean, petty theft.
Harry. I really didn't need that last shot of tequila.
In the hotel room, tipsy Harmony takes off her short red Santa outfit and strips down her red pantyhose. Harry sees her reflected in the mirrored wall as she removes them. A flashback. Harry gently pulls down the hem of the dead Veronica Dexter's dress.
I just had a weird thought.
Mm-hmm.
Veronica Dexter, I saw the body... Up close, I mean, hell, I carried the damn thing. And both times the dress was soaked through, so it was transparent.
Oh,
so
God, Harry, where are you going with this?
No, it's just... Perry said this chick was deep into the born-again bit, so it's probably nothing but just... If she had on underwear,
God.
I didn't see any.
Harmony snuggles into the double bed.
I guess I'm taking the couch.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, you can... You can sleep here, but it would only be sleeping, Harry. If that's gonna frustrate you.
Let's see.
Harry gets into the bed beside her and she cuddles up to him.
Oh, Harry.
Huh?
So long ago. Didn't really turn out the way we hoped, did it?
I mean, I guess if I racked my brain, I could think of worse places to be.
She smiles and turns her head to look up at him dreamily.
Is that so, Whitey?
Whitey? You calling me a knight?
Maybe, yeah, except for the boner. Right. It's not too knightly.
No. Hell, it isn't. Actually, it's knightly in most mornings.
She snuggles against him.
Fuck it, I'm not a knight. I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah, I'm thinking...
Harry?
I'm going nuts, so I think maybe the couch is good.
Harry,
the couch
God.
Is good, or I can just keep drinking until it goes away.
Harry, if seriously, if you're at all uncomfortable, I am more than happy to do something.
Oh, for Christ's sake, no.
Why not?
I don't want you to offer
oh,
it as, like, you know,
so...
this is not one of those, like, it's a courtesy freebie.
Oh, so
I don't want, like, the backup. Let me just, you know, give you a hand here mm-hmm. as a kind mm. of, like, is default backup oh. thing.
Tentatively, she moves in closer to him. Their lips meet and they kiss tenderly.
Mm. You're gonna stop calling me?
Uh-uh. No, that's, you know what, that's crazy. I swear to God. This is it. You are the dream girl. You always have been. This is destiny.
He nods gently and smiles at her.
Before we do this,
uh-huh.
I have a little confession to make.
At the suite door.
My best
Harry,
friend!
God,
you said you were just going to drop by his house. You were going to wave
oh,
goodbye.
Geez.
Some way.
I was leaving for L.A., Harry.
You
I was
my
never
best
gonna
friend!
See him. He looked sad.
He looked sad?
Yes, he did.
You slipped a chook chutney.
Oh, fuck, for Christ's sake, Harry.
What?
It was forever ago. Come
yeah.
on, I was a different person
you.
Back then.
Yeah, you slept a chook chutney. Excuse me.
Harry, come on.
You want your ham?
I'm Harry.
Harmony stands in the corridor wearing a coat and clutching the Santa outfit as Harry slams the door in her face. She leaves the hotel and gives a ticket to the parking valet, who walks off briskly. Harmony stands at the roadside, choking back tears as she waits for the car, her shiny boots in her hands. She takes her scanty red undies out of her handbag and bites her lip. Her expression changes. In Harry's suite, he enters the bedroom and sits on the bed. He extracts his cell phone from his trousers.
Yeah.
Was she raped?
Huh?
Was she raped? The Dexter girl, was she raped?
No, the ME's report showed no indication of rape stuff. You slept with a chook chutney.
He hangs up. Outside the hotel, Harmony stands barefoot. In his suite, Harry looks down at the Johnny Gossamer book, You Wouldn't Want to Live There, and falls back on his bed. Day 4, The Simple Art of Murder.
Wake up. Harry, wake up.
His trousers are thrown on his face.
Get up.
It's Perry.
Harmony's in trouble.
Let's
get
go.
Dressed.
Let's go.
Harry grabs clothes and shoes in Perry's car.
Perry, me. Listen, this Veronica Dexter business stinks. All right, I'm going to go check on something, Harry said. Call me. If I'm right, you're going to shit.
What did you say to her?
Nothing. I don't get it. Back up. I don't get what's happening.
What's happening is that she solved this thing. That sly little minx of yours has solved this case. And now I can't find her.
You're worried.
You're not worried?
Well, I guess. I mean, of course, if you are, I should be.
Now, what did you say? Think. You said something about the case.
Yeah.
What?
Harry bites his bandaged fingers. Harry's car screeches to a halt.
I tell him about Destiny. He's shaking his head. About dream girls. He don't care. I mention the underwear thing. He has a fucking conniption.
And you? How about it, filmgoer? Have you solved the case of the dead people in L.A.? Times Square audiences, please don't shout at the screen and stop picking it. That'll just get worse.
Perry lets Harry into the H.R. Dexter Mental Health Institute.
We'll take a second.
They walk up the corridor. The bleak waiting area is brightened with paper chains. An overweight woman at the front desk is making Christmas decorations.
Hi. Hmm? How you doing?
They gave away my crickets.
Harry takes his cell phone and finds a picture of Harmony.
Excuse me, you wouldn't by chance happen to have seen this?
No.
Would you? No.
I don't like him. Kurt Cobain? He took my cricket.
Of course. That's sad.
Ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
Ma'am, I hope you won't be offended when I ask you if you're wearing anything at all underneath your hospital blues. Any undergarments. It's important.
Turning her ample behind to them, the woman wriggles and drops her trousers. Facing them, she grins. With a look at Perry, Harry leads him off.
That's it. That's the clue. I mean, Veronica Dexter was a patient here.
Private mental clinic, where even nice girls don't wear undies.
I don't get it. How could she be here? And meanwhile, she's out. She's like having parties and she's Harry.
Dancing. Think.
First she hates her dad, then she loves him, has a lawsuit, then withdraws it. Why? I'll tell you why.
Oh, my God.
An orderly approaches, looking at notes. Perry shunts Harry into a side room.
Oh, my God. So it's two different girls, right? It's got to be stashed his daughter in here, and then he put the ringer on the street.
All he needs is someone to go into court, looks enough like his daughter to withdraw the complaint. It's been 10 years. This is nuts. They just say it's right out of a Johnny Gossamer book.
Of course it is, because the guy who planned the crimes has all the goddamn books. He's read them all through his house. Plus, he was in that piece of shit movie. You're telling me the girl, the imposter, you're thinking about this, right?
A man need a replacement daughter. At the same time, along comes a girl.
Harmony's sister. Fresh off the bus, blonde, petite, looking for her daddy.
I'd say I found my imposter. Let's get out of here.
They leave the institute.
So, where did she go from here?
Shut up, I'm thinking.
Okay. Oh, by the way, this thing? Single gayest thing you've ever done. Good evening, gentlemen.
The orderly.
Hi, we are so incredibly lost.
Mr. Van Schrijk. Hello. You look chilly. Come back inside.
Actually, I'm from back east. I'm kind of digging the cold.
He pistol whips Harry.
He's the one who said it. Well, I can kill you here.
Perry and Harry turn and walk with the gun at Perry's back.
Harry, I was thinking some more about this reality versus fiction.
Oh, is that a fact?
Yeah, like in the movies when a guy comes up and sticks a gun at some schmuck's back and says, let's take a walk. All of a sudden, he's got a hostage.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that movie.
Well, in reality, the pros like about 5 feet of separation.
5 feet, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so the schmuck doesn't take the gun back and make him eat it.
Perry grabs the gun and points it at the orderly.
Doesn't that suck? I just hit you for no reason. I don't even know why he wants it.
Harry pistol whips the orderly with his gun. The two men keep their guns trained on the orderly, who slowly moves off.
Tell us where Harmony is.
Fuck you, Mary.
You don't get it, do you? This isn't good cop, bad cop. This is fag and New Yorker. You're in a lot of trouble.
The orderly's kneeling.
For Harry's sake, who are you protecting? It's all over. Finney, Dexter's going down. I know about Veronica's lawsuit. I know Dexter was facing ruin. I even know he switched daughters. Which, for God's sake, actually did work for a while till last week.
Yeah, what happened then? He had to kill her, huh?
Harry, will you put
hey,
a sock in it?
I'm just asking a question.
No, I'm saying, yeah, if you ask questions, then it seems like we don't know anything, like we're
okay,
fishing,
okay? Right, right, sure.
And for the record, it was the boyfriend, the guy who flew in from Paris.
He would have spotted the fake
and said, that's not Veronica. Great. Okay? Am I right?
Fuck you.
Oh, he's exactly. Right. So Dexter had Veronica killed, threw a dress on her, dumped the body, and walked away clean, except for one little thing.
Underpants.
One tiny little pair of undies. You think that's funny, huh? I'm gonna break your nose now.
Okay. Oh. Perry pistol whips him.
Picture a bullet inside your head. Can you do that for me?
Fuck you.
The orderly spits blood.
That's ambiguous.
Ambiguous? No, I don't think so.
No, I think he means that when you say picture it inside your head, okay, is that a bullet will be inside your head or picture it in your head? Like
Perry,
form an image.
Shut up.
He's got
look,
a point.
I don't know anything about a girl, seriously. I was bluffing.
You know what? I think that you are bluffing right now.
Harry, what are you doing?
Well, what I'm doing for the guy who likes to bluff is I'm playing a little game called Am I Bluffing? Huh? Where is she? Where the fuck is Harmony?
Harry.
You want to play hardball? I can do that. Where is the girl?
The orderly hits the floor.
What did you just do?
I put in one bullet, didn't I?
You put a live round in that gun.
Oh, well, yeah. There was like an 8% chance.
8%?
Wasn't it just 8?
8?
Yeah.
Who taught you math?
More. I don't know.
Shit. Hello?
Perry, is that you?
Yes.
Hey, it's me.
Hi, Harmony.
What's going on?
Where the hell are you?
At home.
You're at home?
Yeah, I just got back. I was in the hills all day. Shitty reception. What's up? You don't sound so good.
Why aren't you following your lead?
Oh, forget it. It's just crazy.
No, it's not crazy. Listen.
I know, it's right out of a Johnny Gossamer book.
Harry, don't talk.
Times 12.
Listen.
8%.
And you, stop multiplying.
What?
Just go, no, not you. Listen, call downtown. See if Veronica Dexter's body has gone to the mortuary. If it has, see if there's a cremation schedule.
Wait, Perry.
Call me back.
Perry!
Right away.
Harry slumped against the side of a car, looking at the dead orderly.
He was gonna kill you anyway. He said so. I cover him up. I'll get the car.
Harry covers the corpse with branches.
All right. That's pretty much all done.
Harry.
I got an idea. I say we take the son of a bitch Dexter down.
Dexter and a bodyguard aim guns at them.
To the racetrack and buy the son of a gun a drink. What do you say, Perry? Fucking fair. Fucking fair.
Aurelio, give Mr. Van Shrike a little pat down, huh?
Harry's dropped both guns. Aurelio frisks Perry, who giggles as he does so. Harlan Dexter pulls a camp face.
Fucking buddy corn.
Aurelio pulls the cell phone out of Perry's pocket.
Toss it here. Let's see who it is.
Aurelio throws it and Harry grabs it.
We're in trouble. Dexter's got us.
Aurelio punches Harry and snatches the phone as he crumples. Aurelio listens and grins at Dexter.
He just says the carpet cleaning service to save him.
Oh, sorry, kid. Good hands, though.
Thanks. Used to be a magician.
Harmony.
And for $39.99, we'll carpet up to 3 rooms in half the time. It's a $40 value. Act today.
Perry and Harry are tied to chairs. Aurelio affixes electrodes to Harry's genitals.
That chick in the casket, she ain't even gonna match up with that ringer you've been toting around. You ever think about that, genius?
Actually, he did, Harry. That's why he's cremating the body.
Dexter takes a call.
We ready?
Speak of the devil. Gotta go. Perry, nice to have known you.
Dexter looks vaguely at Harry.
Harry, yes, of course, Harry, from New York. I hope you don't judge Los Angeles based solely on your experience here tonight, huh?
He looks at the electrodes. Dexter turns and leaves. Aurelio squirts from a water pistol onto Harry's genital area.
I'm scared here, Perry.
Aurelio, why don't you give the kid a break? Do unto others and all that. It's Christmas, you know.
Who else knows? Who did you tell? I don't know anything. I'm not even from here, you fuck up.
Aurelio hits the button. Outside, Harmony watches furtively from a car as a coffin is wheeled out of the Institute by two heavies, followed by Dexter.
Mr. Dexter, coffin's good to go.
Okay, let's burn the bitch.
You know, you could zap his chest. It'd be a whole lot easier. But I think we both know why you gotta do it down there. You like looking at his Johnson, don't you? Admit it, dude. You got it in ya.
Go ahead!
Enough! Come on, Aurelio. Look me in the eyes and tell me you've never been with a man.
Fuck you, Maricone!
Fuck you! That's what you want, isn't it? You want to fuck me, don't you?
Stop helping.
Come over here.
Stop helping.
Why can't you say it? If you're not gay, just say so.
Fuck you, Maricone!
Harry, look at him. He can't even say it.
Stop helping!
Why can't you just say it?
I can't wait to have you as a patient.
I bet you can.
I can't wait,
because this is what you want. Right here.
Shut up!
Take a look. You want some of this right here? Look at this, huh?
How about some of this?
Want some of this?
Harry's hands down his trousers as he fires his gun at Aurelio, killing him.
Homophobes never check there.
Perry pulls out his tiny gun.
Thank God you had a gun in there for a second. I thought it was like a gay thing, like somehow you guys could do that. Sorry.
Are you okay?
Not really, no.
Outside.
Let's wrap it up and get out of here.
While Dexter's heavies deliberate, Harmony sneaks into the driver's seat of the van with its back doors open. The heavies turn and rush after it.
This way.
Come on.
Harmony's cell phone rings.
Yeah.
Hey, Harmony, it's me.
Oh, God. How'd you get away?
I shot him with a small revolver. I keep near my balls. Listen, we can't get to my car. We're near Olive in the freeway. Can you come pick us up?
I'm in a van with Veronica's body. I'll be there in 30 seconds. All right, be where I can see you. Be ready to move.
A car emerges behind the flapping van doors.
Shit, they're on my tail. I gotta go.
The car follows Harmony closely as she lurches around a corner. The van doors open with the coffin inside. Harry and Perry are on the sidewalk as the van approaches and drives past them.
Right there. She's right there.
Shit.
They set off in pursuit. The car drives right up to the back of the van and rams it.
Harmony!
The van swerves and careers into cars parked on the roadside, bucking into the air. The coffin flies out and over the edge of a bridge as the van comes to rest on its side. The car accelerates away. Harry and Perry rush up as Harmony climbs out of the upturned van.
Harmony!
The car rams the van again and stops. The driver gets out and aims a gun at Harmony as she flees. Harmony vaults over the low wall of the bridge and lands on grass below by a busy road. She rolls awkwardly.
Harmony!
Harry, don't!
The driver turns to aim at Harry. Perry interposes his body and aims his gun at the driver. Both of them fire and are hit, falling to the ground simultaneously. Stunned, Harry stares down at Perry, before falling to his knees and keeling over beside Perry. The car drives away at speed, leaving a trail of spray reflecting the streetlights in the wet tarmac. Harry raises his head as the car swerves away.
Come on, we gotta go. They're coming back around. Harmony's down there.
Perry doesn't respond.
Harry, what's wrong?
Harry tips back Perry's head and blows into his mouth.
Breathe.
Blood trickles out of Perry's mouth. Harry rolls away from Perry's body. Harmony comes to beside the busy highway under the bridge. Harry still lies on the tarmac beside Perry's body.
Harold.
Harmony takes out her cell phone and passes out. Harry searches Perry's pockets to retrieve Perry's cell phone. The caller name displayed is Harmony. Blinking, he takes the call.
Harold, use your awesome might. Save me from this hopeless plight. Harold.
He throws down the cell phone and, taking the gun from Perry's limp hand, he struggles laboriously to his feet. He lurches back to the low bridge wall and loads the gun. Harry spots the car driving across the grass and onto the road through the park. Cars swerve to avoid it. As Harry takes aim, Harlan Dexter drives his car up onto the pavement towards Harry. Harry dives over the bridge wall, landing on the coffin, which sits caught on a road sign suspended over the highway. A woman's hand protrudes from the coffin. Harry slides off the coffin and grabs the woman's hand. He dangles precariously over the highway. Dexter stops his car. Traffic speeds along below Harry as he dangles by one arm.
Harmony!
Harmony lies on the grass adjacent to the road below him. Harry's gun slides off the top of the coffin into his waiting hand as he looks up at Dexter standing on the bridge above him. Harry shoots Dexter.
Captain fucking magic.
Dropping his gun, Dexter reels back. The car approaches on the highway. Harry shoots at it. The driver takes a direct hit in the shoulder and swerves. Harry loses his grip on the dead woman's hand and falls, landing on the roof of the car. As it stops, the passenger leaps out and aims at Harry.
No!
Harry shoots him first, then leans down through the open window and shoots the driver dead. Harry rolls onto his back on the car roof.
There. All done.
He lets the gun drop.
Finished.
Harry limps his way over to Harmony, who lies face up on the grass beside her cell phone.
Harry.
Did you just call me?
Harry, you're shot.
Oh, no, look.
Oh, Harry.
Check out, you want to see something cool?
He pulls the Johnny Gossamer novel from his jacket.
Oh, cool. Stop the bullet, Harry.
Her finger goes right through the novel. Slowly, she looks up at him. He dabs at a bloodied patch on his white T-shirt.
No, not really.
He leans into her and she holds his head. He closes his eyes and passes out. Harry lies in a hospital bed. Harmony sits beside. He opens his eyes.
Hi. Welcome back.
Yeah.
She holds up four fingers.
How many fingers?
Will you put that cat down because I'm allergic?
Feeling okay? How's your,
My what?
No,
she indicates his genital area.
I can't believe he told you that.
Perry.
Hey.
In a wheelchair.
It's Christmas. Where's my present, Slick?
Your fucking present is you're not in jail, baghag.
Yeah, boo hiss. I know. Look, I hate it too. In movies where the studio gets all paranoid about a downer ending, so, like, the guy shows up, he's magically alive on crutches. I hate that. I mean, shit, why not bring them all back?
The villains and the pink-haired girl.
But the point is, in this case, this time, it really happened. Perry, like, lived, and yeah, it's a dumb movie thing, but, you know, what do you want me to do, lie about it?
So, you found something out?
Yeah. But you're not gonna like it. Dexter didn't murder your sister.
That's crazy, you know that. He was using my sister to impersonate his daughter, Perry.
Never happened. I talked to my police guy. The ringer was a girl named Mia Fry, 23-year-old from Glendale. When she wasn't impersonating Veronica Dexter, she wore a pink wig.
A flashback, the pink-haired girl lying dead by Harry.
My sister sent you up to Big Bear Lake, to his cabin.
Harry and Perry hiding behind the logs.
My sister was convinced that Dexter was her natural father, so she started following him, hanging around. Do you see where I'm going with this? One day your sister came calling, and she saw Dexter in bed with a pink-haired girl. What she thought was father and daughter. Remember, that's how it would appear. It was too much for her. First the old father, now the shiny new one. She couldn't handle it. And she took her own life. What she hired me to film wasn't murder, but incest.
Harmony nods tearfully.
Sorry.
So much for unreality. I said goodbye. Watched Johnny's world go back on the fiction shelf. But while it lasted, brother, it was one for the books.
Harry helps Perry walk along.
Should have told me you arrested 5 times. I should be pissed.
Well, you should have told me that when you go home, you put on ladies' underpants.
Well, that's cross-dressing, imbecile.
Yeah, whatever.
Half those guys are straight. Perfect fathers, love their kids. How about you, Harry? Did your father love you?
Sometimes, you know, when I dressed up like a bottle. How about yours?
Well, he used to beat me in Morris code, so it's possible, but he never actually said the words. Harry.
What?
Don't steal any more shit. Not a punk.
A well-built male nurse walks past them. They turn to follow him.
You bet I'll turn around.
You like that, huh?
I know. I saw him in the commissary twice. What is he, like 6'4"? He doesn't know he's gay. Look how he walks.
Epilogue.
So, that's pretty much that. We went back to Indiana, the three of us, you know, for Jenna's funeral. And don't worry, I saw the last Lord of the Rings. I'm not going to have the movie end like 17 times. There is, though, one final scene for your viewing pleasure.
An old man, tubes up his nose, lies bedridden. Perry comes in, leaning heavily on a walking stick.
Do I know you?
Perry takes off his shades.
No. Just in town for the funeral.
What do you want?
Well, I was going to go to the zoo, but it was closed, so I thought I'd come here and look at an animal.
Son of a... Who do you think you're talking to? I buried my daughter today.
No.
Perry sits on the bed.
You buried her 20 years ago. Harmony was right. Her sister was murdered. You pulled the trigger. It just took this long for the bullet to hit.
Who are you? I love my girl.
Perry backhands him.
If I could get out of this bed.
Yeah? Well, you can't.
Perry backhands him again.
You bastard.
Perry gets up and starts to walk away.
Oh, man, that can't defend himself. Big, tough guy.
Yeah, that's right. Big, tough guy.
Frowning, Perry swallows. He limps downstairs, wincing in pain. A nurse goes upstairs with a tray. There's a beer commercial on TV. It's a bear drinking beer against a backdrop of mountains and blue skies. The bear speaks.
I prefer Gennaro's, but what do I know? I'm a bear. I suck the heads off fish.
A young blonde drops her hood, flashes a smile and gives the wave to camera. Perry smiles wryly. Harry speaks to camera.
That's it. That's the true story of what happened last Christmas. That was some pretty harsh shit with the old guy back there, right? Shh, shh. But whatever, he's creepy. Fuck him. Don't worry about him. Anyhow, thanks for coming. Thanks for taking the trip to L.A. with me. If I had to sum it up, and I do, because, you know, it's like the end. I would say that this movie is about friendship. Friendship is
what are you doing?
Is sacred. I'm just trying to wrap up the movie and leave the people with a message.
I've got a message for you.
Right.
Get your feet off my fucking desk.
Sorry. I work for Perry now.
And stop narrating.
I go through.
That's it. Please stay for the end credits. If you're wondering who the best boy is, it's someone's nephew.
Don't forget to validate your parking. And for all of you good people in the Midwest, sorry we said fuck so much. Say goodnight.
Thanks again.
Now go. Vanish.
Perry leans forward and switches off the camera. ITFC audio description by Amanda Youngs. Robert Downey Jr. sings Broken.
In love with a broken heart.
Executive producers Susan Levin, Steve Richards. Director of photography Michael Barrett. Production designer Aaron Osborne. Edited by Jim Page. Co-producer Carrie Morrow.
There'll be someone new every night.
Unit Production Manager, Carrie Morrow. First Assistant Director, Marco Black. Second Assistant Director, Ty Arnold. Harry Lockhart, Robert Downey Jr., Gay Perry, Val Kilmer, Harmony Faith Lane, Michelle Monaghan, Harlan Dexter, Corbin Burnson, Mr. Frying Pan, Dash Mihawk, Dabney Shaw, Larry Miller, Mr. Fire, Rockman Dunbar, Pink Hair Girl, Shannon Sossaman, Flicker, Angela Lindvall. Harry, age 9, Indio Falconer Downey. Harmony, age 9, Ariel Winter. Chainsaw Kid, Dwayne Carnahan. Ricky, Josh Richman. Pistol Woman, Martha Hackett. New York Casting Woman, Nancy Fish. New York Cop, Bill McAdams Jr. B-movie actress, Tanya Reichert. Creature, Jake McKinnon. Teen Harmony, Stephanie Pearson. Protocop, Chris Gilman. Local news reporter, Brendan Failey. Agent type, David Newsom. Gift bag girl, Judy Aronson. Marley, Ali Hillis. Homicide cop, Wiley Pickett. Lobby cop, Joe Keyes. Hotel concierge, Bobby Tuttle. Patrol cop, Jake Eberly. News anchor, Saida Rodriguez-Pagan. Party girl, Leela Edgar. Rubber boy, Daniel Browning-Smith. Pink hair girl's dog, Stevie. Newswoman, Teresa Herrera. Woman in hospital blues, Kathy Lamkin. Dexter clinic guard, Evan Park. Aurelio, Vincent Loresca. Dexter goons, Brian Simpson, Cole Mackay, Ben Bray. Harmony's dad, Harrison Young. The American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animal was harmed in the making of this film. Brackets AHA 00642. Close brackets. Motion Picture Association of America Certificate 41234. Color by Technicolor. The logos for Kodak, Fuji, IATSE. Brackets International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees. Close brackets. Dolby, DTS, SDDS. This motion picture, copyright 2005, Warner Brothers Entertainment, Inc. Story and screenplay, copyright 2005, Warner Brothers Entertainment, Inc. Original score, copyright Warner Barham Music, LLC. All material is protected by copyright laws of the United States and all countries throughout the world. All rights reserved. Country of first publication, United States of America. Warner Brothers is the author of this motion picture for purposes of copyright and other laws. Any unauthorized exhibition, distribution, or copying of this film or any part thereof, including soundtrack, is an infringement of the relevant copyright and will subject the infringer to severe civil and criminal penalties. The story, all names, characters, and incidents portrayed in this production are fictitious. No identification with actual persons, places, buildings, and products is intended or should be inferred. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, distributed by Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company.